And then, well, you said, and then I went, obviously, you went to Blair Geddy High School, and I went there in 56, on the school bus. That was different. That was a shock to the system for the Glen kids.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, because it was, because you came out of a small school, 40-odd pupils, couple of teachers, where you knew everybody, you knew all the kids, you knew all their mums and dads, you knew the teachers, and you went to a big school in the town with, possibly at that time, I guess, about 600 pupils, and it was different, because you didn't know everybody, and you didn't know all the teachers, and... But you got used to it, but it was for me, and I think for most of the country children, a shock to the system.
Right, yeah. I didn't really even think about that. Like, going there lead to you spending more time there, or was there no way to get back home if you did?
Like, no, you didn't. That was one of the problems, I think. Well, you did feel maybe a wee bit isolated at the high school, because there were after school activities. But this, we had to go home in the school bus, and not just the Glen children. I mean, children from all round about. Unless you actually stayed in the town within walking distance of school, it was difficult to go be in the football team or go swimming or the other things that happened at night, because you had no way of getting home.
So, was there any sort of substitute that you could, you know?
We just had to make our substitute by having our football team in Carmichael. Again, that was the village.
Yeah.
But as far as the high school was concerned, you were a wee bit isolated. You made friends, you made new friends with people that stayed in the town. I've still got some friends, you know, that I made at high school that I didn't know before I went to high school. But it was difficult to socialise with. You were friends at the school, but then the bell rang at 4:15. They went home, or they went to the football, or they went swimming. We had to go in the school bus and go home.
Yeah.
And anybody that stayed in the country did. So they were school friends, but they weren't weekend friends, or, you know, your weekend friends still stayed, or your evening friends still stayed, the ones that were in the village that you'd grown up with.
Right, yeah.
Just because of this transport situation. Sometimes your mother and father would have to come and pick you up if you wanted to do something, but that was difficult. Because, again, a lot of people didn't have cars in these days, and people, you know, the mums and dads were working, so... Country children at the high school had a different sort of take in high school, and the ones that stayed in the town that could walk and take part in activities. But it was okay, you know.